Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ed Hutton joins us live again. Ed is the director of the Financial Markets Lab at Niagara University. We got some news late last night. Stimulus on its way to the House. So as this pushes closer and kind of moves up the chain to officially being passed, are we going to continue to see a similar response on Wall Street, where, you know, stimulus makes its way up and the stock market making its way back up a little bit?
Yeah, well, this is good morning, Brian. This is a really massive stimulus. This is more than twice of what was done in 2008, 2009. And I think the markets have reacted pretty well to the things that are in this stimulus. What I want to do is just go over what it might mean to some people. First is that there's going to be direct checks that are going to go out. And these checks can be up to $1,200 per taxpayer. And this is going to be structured as a tax refund. And in order to get it out to people quickly, it's going to go in as a direct deposit into accounts. Now, there's going to be limits on how much people can get. If you make over, if you make under $75,000, you're going to get the maximum amount. If you make over $99,000, then you're going to have that reduced, and you're probably not going to get anything. And when I talk about the amounts, what looks like what they're going to use is the 2018 adjusted gross income. So that's a lot of money. That's about $250 billion that's going to go out to taxpayers. And the idea is they're hoping that this money will be spent, not saved, but rather spent.
Yeah, how many pairs of sneakers should I buy with my money?
Well, you know, if you get the full $1,200, that's a lot of sneakers. And what they're really hoping for is not only do you buy the sneakers, but the people that you buy the sneakers from then take that money and go out and buy more things. And what we call a multiplier effect. So $250 billion in the stimulus and then the multiplier. So it could add a stimulus of several hundred billion dollars.
I was saying to my wife, Ed, that, you know, we should have induced labor last year. It's $500 extra for every child based on 2019 tax returns. He's got a 2020 birthday, though. We're missing out.
Yeah, there you go. So, well, maybe there'll be, you know, the thing about the tax bill that was passed, it's 883 pages, and there's a lot of special lobbying efforts in there. I mean, it may already be in there. You just have to, you know, we just have to read the full 883 pages. But I got it last night. A lot of people got it last night. We're going through it. There are a lot of very, very important tax breaks, like when we're talking about the direct payments. Also, what happens to unemployment insurance? Unemployment insurance, especially in New York, has been something that's really sort of intended to just tide people over, you know, just get you through until you can get a job. And so typically unemployment insurance in New York has been to replace about 45% of your wages up to a maximum of $505 a week. With the bill that was passed last night, they would add $600 a week to that. So at least the way that the bill is going through Congress right now, people who made the maximum amount, qualified for the maximum amount of unemployment in New York would get not only their $505, but an extra $600 a week. So people in New York who qualify for the maximum amount of unemployment could be seeing checks at least for 4 months, because it's a limited benefit of up to $1,100 a month, $1,100 a week.
Part of this bill includes a tax credit for retaining employees worth up to about half of wages paid during the crisis for businesses forced to suspend operations or those who have seen a significant decrease in their income and their gross receipts from the previous year. So basically, an incentive to have businesses keep people on the payroll. Yet yesterday, we saw Delaware North basically slash their entire workforce, laying off 75%, a majority of full-time workers. Does that give anybody pause that maybe this thing that had a lot of people excited as a way to incentivize workers to keep their payroll open, that that might not actually work?
Well, sure. And in order to understand the situation, we need to look at the act that was just passed. And what it does is it distinguishes between small businesses and large businesses. So there are programs to handle small businesses, and typically they're going to define small as under 500 employees. Now, one thing that's nice is that they made a technical correction, and they said that if somebody, for example, has a franchise, if somebody owns one McDonald's and they employ 100 people, even though McDonald's is a huge corporation, the franchisee that has the 100 employees, they would be considered a separate business. So they would be able to take advantage of these small business loan programs that you mentioned, where up to 150% of the amount that you spend on rent, on personnel, on payroll taxes, that sort of thing, you would be able to basically borrow that money. And if you kept everybody on the payroll, that loan would be forgiven after 4 months. Now, for larger corporations, like Delaware North has many more than 500 employees, there's a separate set of programs, and this would actually be programs that are being organized by the Federal Reserve that would allow lending, bank lending, directly to those companies at a very low interest rate. And so I think that for the larger corporations, there is relief on the way for those larger corporations, but it wouldn't be through that small business program.
Before we let you go, there was another day of gains. Back-to-back days had a lot of people excited, but how many days in a row would you need to see in order to, you know, really get excited that things are maybe leveling off from the volatility?
Well, I think that the volatility is something that we're going to be stuck with this for the certainly for the next couple of weeks. And I would tell anybody not to get too excited about 2 days of having gains. There's been a lot of things. A lot of people had staked a lot on what's going to be in the bill. I don't think most people have read it yet. I think as people go through and read it today, that there's the likelihood that there will be another down day on Wall Street. If we go back and look at financial crises, and there have been several financial crises that have occurred over the past decade, what we typically see is this volatility like we've had. And we've had volatility on the negative side, and we've had volatility on the positive side. It's just something that we're going to have to live with. So be really careful about getting too optimistic about the last 2 days that we've had in the markets.
Ed, thanks so much again. That's Ed Hutton. He is the director of the Financial Markets Lab at Niagara University.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.